116th Annual IHSAA Boys Basketball State Tournament, presented by the Indiana Pacers and Indiana Fever, ends this Saturday at 125 South Pennsylvania Street and the IHSAA Championship. From Shake Broadcast in General 95.9, 101.3 at AM 1580, and streaming worldwide at WAMWAMFM.com, your voice of the Vikings. Let's go Inside Viking Basketball with Coach Keith Howington. Inside Viking Basketball is proudly presented in part by Bill Dobson Ford, Bobcat of Davies County, by Buncombe Valley Roofing, Daily Design and Furniture Gallery, Hands Pest Control, by Jake's Lawn Care, JJ's Concrete, by Kingdom Air, Montgomery Roofing Club, Red Bones, by Sharp Trailers, by Steve Sturgis for Davies County Sheriff, Susan Ramsey Fitness, and by Zach's Creamery. Now, live from Table 4 and Red Bones with Coach Keith Howington, the voice of the Vikings, Mike DeCourcy.
Well, one thing a state finals appearance does not get to change is the opening for the Heath Howington Gochee Show. All the way back in November, sitting here at Table 4 in Red Bones before the Vikings had even played a game. It was the same then, it's the same now, it's the same that it's ever going to be. In case anybody doesn't know, this is a little ditty. Brush the Dust. It's never made it out to commercial enterprise, but it's special to so many in Viking Nation because it plays right at the Kings of Indiana, end of the Kings of Indiana, while the credits roll, while the pictures are showing. And sentimental value, no doubt about it. And it's been a magical season, and it continues for one more week. Good evening, everybody. I'm Mike DeCourcy. The voice of the Vikings is here and in action tonight, but nobody wants to hear from me. Everybody wants to hear from the coach, Coach Heath Howington of the Barre Vikings. Barre now 27-1 and headed to the state championship game on Saturday. 10:35 tip-off time. The Triton Trojans going to be the opponent. We'll talk all about them in our second segment tonight. But first, what a magical week it's been in Viking Nation. And the Vikes go 7 miles to the west, claim the Washington semi-state, and moving on to Indianapolis to play in the state finals. Coach, how are you, buddy?
Just enjoying every second this week. It's been a blessing to practice during spring break. I've always wanted to do this, and we get to live the dream.
We were walking out of the Hatchet House on Saturday, and I told you this earlier, but Brian Emmons, Brino, he said, you know you're having a good year if you're a football fan and you're wearing hats and toboggans and layered clothes and you're bringing coffee or hot chocolate to a game. That means you're playing deep into the football tournament. When you're walking out of a gym wearing shorts and basketball, also a pretty good sign.
That's a good sign for sure. Tuesday in practice, I think I just stopped in the middle of it and said, fellas, we are practicing basketball on spring break. It doesn't get much better.
It doesn't get much better. And, you know, leaving school earlier today and Trevor McConnell, baseball guys, they're out on the field. They're putting all their signs up at the end of practice, getting ready for their season. And he came up and talked to me and I said, Coach, we got a baseball broadcast next week. I mean, when these seasons start right on top of each other, you know, you had the girls volleyball team in the fall, right into basketball, right into baseball, softball, tennis, track. I mean, it makes the year so much faster. It makes everything fly, the mood, the environment. It's been just it's been a magical year at Barre.
It really has, and wishing our baseball team the best of luck as they get their season started. The cool thing about Barre is just the brotherhood we have within our coaching staffs. Just talking to Coach McConnell and Coach Fair after practice yesterday, and they are in our corner 100%. Gave those guys a hug after the game on Saturday. I think we're all in tears. So just nice to have that kind of support. Coach Lester came in my office today and just talked for about 10 or 15 minutes. And, man, those guys are all in, and we're looking forward to supporting them here really soon.
Really soon, but we do have a little bit of work left this Saturday, and I know you guys are all just really hard at it, getting prepared. But, you know, Coach, before we even get into what happened on Saturday, just talk about the week of a coach as you get deeper into the tournament, and especially a two-game semi-state, the degree of difficulty goes up, the preparation, you've got to prepare for multiple opponents. You've done some great things in your career, obviously. We talked to Coach Holmes on that about the job you did at Bloomington South. But how many hours would you say in a week as you get ready for a semi-state do you put in? Because I know the guy over here, Robert Sullivan, and Craig Knepp and Bryson Graber and Dean Scott, you know, they're kind of matching you. How much?
Man, there's no clue. We are grinders, but this week is not work. It's a dream come true. And when you love what you do, you just dive in and you can't get enough. And we can see on our Huddle account, Huddle is what we use to film. Players and coaches have access to that, and we can monitor how much time that all of our guys are watching, and our players are on there. And our coaches, they really push me. I don't like getting beat by those guys.
So especially like, Sullivan.
Yeah, Coach Sullivan, his time's way up. Oh, man, Coach Scott, Coach Knepp, Coach Graber. So collectively, everybody in the program is just trying to stay in their lane this week and be the best we can be.
You talk about, you know, film work, and we talked a little bit on the last coach's show about Huddle and everything being digital on the internet. It's made coaches' jobs easier. You're not driving to a McDonald's an hour away at, you know, 12:30 in the morning to get tape anymore. But certainly it's made it easier. But, you know, once the film's in front of you, the job is the same.
Yeah, Coach Sullivan, as soon as we found out who we were playing Saturday night, we got back here to Red Bones to have something to eat, and he's already tracking down film of Triton. So by Sunday afternoon, we had the majority of their films, and then you start getting some trickling in Monday, Tuesday. You send those in to get statted, and I think we have nearly all their games with stats. It helps because all those things are tagged. We can pull up a player and see every one of his shot attempts. Just helps our preparation 100%.
Well, this is the Heath Howington Coaches Show live at Table 4 at Red Bones. We're going to go ahead and take our first timeout. And when we come back, we're going to talk about just a magical Saturday. No other way to put it. Bar Eve, the semi-state champions, 39-37 over Liberty Christian. And follow that up with a 52-47 win over top-ranked Hauser in the finals. And the Vikes on to Gainbridge Fieldhouse for the first time in five seasons, playing for the state championship on Saturday. So we'll be back at Table 4 for the Heath Howington Coaches Show after this.
Looking for great food and a great time? Come on down to Red Bones Bar and Grill. From mouth-watering appetizers and stacked sandwiches to fresh salads, famous pizza, and juicy, delicious steaks, Red Bones serves up something for everyone. And a lively atmosphere, friendly faces, and nonstop good vibes, and you've got your new favorite hangout. Red Bones Bar and Grill. Great food, great atmosphere, always a great time. Red Bones, let the good times roll.
Bobcat of Davies County offers service work on all makes and models of equipment and diesel engines, whether you bought the equipment from them or not. They will do the work at their site or even come to yours. Small jobs to major repairs, they can handle your repair. Don't suffer from long downtimes. Put the professional mechanics at Bobcat of Davies County to work for you. Call 812-254-7070. Bobcat of Davies County. That's one tough animal. Visit online at bobcatofdaviescounty.com.
before game day starts at Zach's Creamery and Coffee. Before Bar Reef tips off of the state championship, fuel up with a hot coffee, smoothie, or breakfast sandwich. After the game, celebrate with award-winning homemade ice cream and your favorite sweet treat. Quick stop, no problem. Just hit the drive-thru in Montgomery or Jasper. Zach's Creamery and Coffee is proud to fuel Viking country. Sail on big ship, and we'll see you at Zach's.
Jake's Lawn Care has been providing quality lawn care and landscape maintenance for commercial or residential properties in Davies and surrounding counties since 2008. Visit jakeslawncareinc.com for testimonials and to request a quote for your lawn care this season. Call 812-698-7584 for professional lawn service and expert care in Washington and the surrounding communities. Fully insured for top-notch service you can count on to keep up with the Joneses. Jake's Lawn Care in Washington, 812-698-7584.
Don't trust out-of-town storm chasers who knock on your door with repairing something as important as your roof. Trust Joe Robinson and Buncombe Valley Roofing. Joe is a lifelong Davies County resident and supporter of all Bar Reeve Viking athletics. For repairs or replacement done right by a trusted name, call Joe at 812-787-1459. From Joe Robinson and Buncombe Valley Roofing, good luck to the Bar Reeve Vikings.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odin-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odin-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
What you know about a pontoon party? What you know about Allen's Creek?
Back for the second segment of the Heath Allington Coaches Show. Coach, there's nothing more Indiana than the state finals.
Oh, something that my dad and I went to for many years, and you just watch and just hope and dream that one day you get that opportunity to be in their shoes, and here we are.
What do you have a state finals memory from when you were a kid? Was there a first state finals that you went to? Was it something that you watched on TV? I just remember going to my grandma's house in Vincennes and watching the morning game and coming home and watching the night game. Was there a first state finals that you went to or first memory?
Well, believe it or not, I think when I was in college, a few of my buddies and I, we wanted to go watch Eric Gordon play in the state finals. And we didn't have tickets, but we assumed we could get some. So we drove all the way up to Indianapolis, tried to get tickets, and they were sold out. So believe it or not, we just walked down the road to Hooters and had some dinner, went home. So it was a long trip for an average meal. So
yeah.
It's okay, though.
Well,
but then in 2000,
meal, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, 2009, 2011, was fortunate enough to be an assistant on Bloomington South staff, and we went home with some blue rings, defeated Fort Wayne Snyder in 2009 and Kokomo in 2011. So being a young assistant coach, being able to experience that is something that we hope we can deliver to my man over here, Coach Sullivan, who's about my age.
Yeah, that's about right. And you see where it's turned out for you. But, Coach, let's go back to last Saturday. When the draw came out, if people – memories are short when times are busy. We actually had a semi-state draw. We didn't know until Sunday after the regional where we were going to be playing, who we were going to be playing, the potential opponents along the way. And, obviously, I think the Vikes – I'm not going to say we caught a break, but – we would certainly rather be at Washington than anywhere else. But after the draw came out, you know, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but, you know, there were other people who said, hey, we're going to have to play the two best teams in this to win it. Liberty Christian, 19-7, but by far the class is tough A, or the toughest Class A section, or not just sectional, but still in the entire state.
Yeah, they had the number one strength of schedule in all of 1A. They play a lot of 3A, 4A schools in the Indianapolis area. Just an unbelievably athletic team with size. I think we were outmatched about every position. So We had a good game plan going in.
Talk about that game plan, because I think there were so many people who were concerned that if that game was played in the 60s or 70s, we were in trouble. If we got it in the 40s or 50s, that was more at our pace, and coach ended up in the 30s.
Didn't think it'd be in the 30s, but yeah, I think the one thing we stressed to our team was that this game has to look more like our practice than their practice. And by that, we wanted to keep it in the 40s or 50s, make it more of a possession game, grind them out in the half court. Defensively, we tried a couple new things to keep them out of the paint. They had a 6'8 guy, just a dominant post player, and some really good drivers too. So new defense we tried was really effective, and then we kept mixing with our man. So we won that game defensively, and they put a lot of pressure on us in the half court, pressure that we haven't seen all season, and we did some uncharacteristic things. But once we settled in, we really executed. We had the ball at the end of all four quarters, and we scored 3 out of 4 of those possessions. And so we spent a lot of time in 5-on-0 execution, and now with our JV team with us and kind of being a scout team for us, we've done 5-on-5, and that has helped tremendously. So we credited our JV guys who have helped us these past few weeks with all of their just reps, because if we don't have that, we don't get those baskets.
There was a moment, Coach, in the fourth quarter where, you know, talking to some old-timers after the game, I guess you could say, we were kind of in a 1-3-1, but we weren't really out chasing them, and they weren't interested in attacking. And, oh, yeah, we were behind at the time, and there were some people who said, you know, we saw Coach Jack Butcher do that from time to time. I don't know of anybody, you know, in the area where I or they had seen it since. Talk about that moment in the game and why you and your staff decided this is what we need to do right now.
Yeah, we switched to that zone, something that's been pretty effective for us all season, but we played a little more packed, and they did have the lead. I think they were up by 2 maybe, and they held it. And we thought that played into our hands, minimized possessions, because they got it going in the third quarter a little bit. We had a hard time. It started getting to their tempo. So we thought that zone really slowed them down, and once they held it, we were able to ramp up the pressure a little bit more and force some turnovers.
So we get the game back at our speed. We get a critical late turnover. It's 37 all. We got 45 seconds. They burn their final timeout. First of all, you know, answer this question once and for all. We're not giving away play calls here, but what are you guys talking about in the huddle? Did you execute it? Talk about the final shot by Josh Miller.
Yeah, they came out with the ball. It was tied. We elected to go 1-3-1 trap, and we went after it and forced a turnover. So we wanted to have the ball at the end. We called a timeout and said, we're going to spread it out. We'll take a layup. And if not, we're going to run this play. Well, in the huddle, we had planned on going to Kearson. He's been our guy throughout the tournament. Always want to put the ball in your best player's hands, but he came up to me and said, hey, I think we need to run this play for Josh. And in this play, Kearson is a screener. He said, they're not going to help off of me. He should have a wide open lane. And just think that speaks about his leadership and his growth as a player throughout the season. So we said, okay, you think it'll work? Let's do it. So we did. It worked out. We went spread, and Braxton had the 6'8 guy on him, so he was able to hold it and run some time off. Our guys know when to go get the basketball. Carson went and got it, dribbled over, hit Josh. Kearson and Jalen, believe it or not, they were on the wrong blocks. And so he was late to getting up to his screen. So he was actually lower than he should have been. But Josh, he got the ball. He drove it. He saw Kearson in his way, made a spin, and he made an unbelievable shot. So we actually watched that clip today. I'm like, Kearson, you're the one who called this play, and you're on the wrong side. He goes, it worked out, didn't it? So, touche.
Touche. But, you know, every game this year where there's been big moments, you know, Kearson's been the hero so many times in the tournament, so many big games. But you've just had guys step up game after game after game. You know, Josh with 19 the first game on Saturday. You had Brax with 22. The week before in the regional, you know, Jalen had just had so many explosive games throughout the season. And CY, who's probably not your main scorer of the group as a point guard, but even he makes a last second shot at Dubois and gets the big steal on Saturday to get the ball back for us. I mean, it's a cliche, but it's been somebody different every game.
That's what makes this team so special, is that we're not one dimensional. It's a new guy each night. And Kirsten was the guy who shined on Saturday night against Hauser. And against Liberty Christian, they did a nice job taking him away, especially running him off the three-point line. And so here Josh Miller steps up. And in the regional, they run Kirsten off the line. Braxton Knighty steps up. So it just seems like it's a new guy every night. And Rick Semler interviewed Jalen, Carson, and Josh today on his podcast. And that was something that was fun to hear those guys say, is that that's one of the best parts about it. Night in, night out, it could be somebody different. And they talked about feeding the hot hand. And I think Carson maybe said, let him cook.
Well, I think Socrates said that one, yeah, you know, back in the day. Yeah. But, I mean, it was an exhilarating win. I put it out there today. It was the craziest radio call that I've ever been a part of. And not that that's par for the course. But then we got to come back. And not only come back, but, you know, we're staring across from the team who's basically been ranked number one the entire season. And Hauser, I know you've got great respect for their program, especially I know you're friends with their head coach, and they're 26-1, and they've earned it. They've blown everybody out so far in 2026. Hadn't played a single digit game, and I forget how many games. It was back in 2025, and oh yeah, we have to play them for the championship.
Yeah, on paper, maybe the best team in the state. I know in the Sagarin ratings, they've been at the top for a long time, and well-deserved. Coach Moorhead and his staff have done an outstanding job with their team this season. So many weapons. They can hurt you inside and out. And probably the best driving team that we've had to face all season. So just a lot of respect for what he does, how he does it, what he's built at Hauser. He texted me after the game and just congratulated us, and you know, about puts me in tears just thinking about that. Could be us.
Yeah.
Saw his dad 2 days ago at the media day in Indianapolis. He introduced himself to me and, you know, just apologized, like, hey, I know this is tough, but have so much respect for your son and what he's built.
We got off to a good start. Found some driving lanes early. Obviously, they kind of adjusted their defense as they went on. They played predominantly man-to-man, but it just seemed like we had a counter for everything that they tried to do. We trailed one time during the game, 2-0. And then, which is a wild stat if you think about it, because there was not a moment until 22 seconds to go where I felt comfortable. And I know you never did.
No, they're a team that just keeps coming at you. But I want to credit our assistant coaches for helping come up with the defensive game plan. We wanted to really pack it in and allow their drivers to see multiple defenders. We had two guys in help side that would just go. So I think that really helped us. It clogged the paint. We made them hit some perimeter shots, and they did in the second half by guys that aren't normally their threats. So credit them. We knew they'd come surging back, but we just found a way in the end.
So Barry wins the semi-state. They knock off top-ranked Hauser 52-47. And I look at that final score, and I'm a little greedy sometimes, Coach, because I'm like, well, they basically scored at the buzzer, so it was more but it was never comfortable until those final seconds. And I think there was a lot of hand-wringing from different people. We'd missed some free throws a week before against West Washington. And I had a bunch of people tell me, Coach Dow said it on the podcast last week. He said, I wouldn't worry about that at all. There's no better teacher than experience. And I think between Josh and Kirsten, 6 in a row to close it out at the line. That had to make you feel good.
Yeah, I think the common theme after the regional was like, do you guys ever shoot free throws in practice? I think I made a comment at the pep rally. Oh, I knew we forgot something. We shot more free throws that week of the regional than any week. So we came in that crowd on Tuesday, went back to the Hatchet House. And only thing we said about free throws, just make them next time.
Yep.
So our guys did. We trust them 100%, and we're going to need to make some on Saturday.
So Bar Eve going to the state finals on Saturday. The Triton Trojans, they're going to be the opponent. We're going to take another timeout. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the state finals as Coach Heath Howington gets ready to be the head coach in his first state championship game. But as he mentioned in the first segment here tonight, he's no stranger to Gainbridge Fieldhouse. And I'm not afraid to say it. He was part of a staff that's, I would consider, the best three-year run in the history of Indiana high school basketball with the Bloomington South Panthers from 2009 to 2011, and legendary coach J.R. Holmes with his 948 career wins. We'll be back to talk about the state finals. This is the Heath Howington Coaches Show. Back after this timeout.
Lay up, dude.
It's tip-off time. Just like that, deals are on the board at Daily Design and Furniture Gallery in downtown Washington during their big annual spring sale. Make your move and score huge savings on in-stock Lazy Boy recliners. It's a slam dunk on new sofas, sectionals, and love seats with sale tags everywhere. And when you score, free delivery brings it home. Don't sit on the sidelines. The clock's ticking, and this sale ends March 31st. Daily Design and Furniture Gallery in downtown Washington, wishing the Bari Vikings the best of luck at state.
Bari Vikings are headed to state, and all of us at Kingdom Air, Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical could not be more proud. In between tuning up air conditioners, fixing plumbing leaks, and keeping homes comfortable across Davies County, we've been watching this team put in the work all season long. To the coaches, fans, and especially the players, good luck this weekend. The Kingdom Air team is cheering you on every step of the way. Go Vikings!
Good luck to the Bari Vikings from your friends, the Montgomery Ruritan Club. Now celebrating 60 years, the Ruritan Club has given back over the years to a variety of schools, local charities, and other nonprofit groups. The Montgomery Ruritan Club is proud to bring you the Turkey Trot Festival at the Ruritan Grounds in September and shooting matches in January. From one great team to another, sail on mighty Vikings from all your friends at the Montgomery Ruritan Club, proud sponsors of Viking Athletics. Sharp Trailers in Elnora is stocked with a wide range of products coming in nearly every day. The lot is filling up, the parts showroom is full, and the shop is hustling. If you need a new trailer, parts, or service on your trailer, now's the time to call at 812-692-5288. Sharp Trailers has livestock, dump, utility, tilt, flatbed, and tons of cargo trailers in stock. Visit sharptrailers.com for more information.
At Susan Ramsey Fitness and Barn & CrossFit, we offer a variety of classes at affordable prices. We are a supportive community for all fitness levels. And today, we're proud to support the Bari Boys basketball team as they head to the state championship this Saturday. Your hard work and dedication have paid off. If you are ready to get started on your fitness journey, go to SusanRamseyFitness.com for more information. God bless and go Vikings!
Hans Termite and Pest Control in Washington wants to wish the best of luck to Coach Heath Howington and the Bar E Vikings this weekend in the state finals. Call us today at 812-254-5208. Hans Termite and Pest Control has been the trusted area leader since 1984 and let our team work together for you, just like the Bar E Vikings. Sail on, Viking Nation, from the 6th grade Viking basketball team and all of us at Hans Termite and Pest Control.
Bill Dobson Ford is your locally owned family dealership with a wide variety of cars, SUVs, and trucks. We don't just carry Ford. When it comes to used, we carry a little bit of everything. And if you don't see it, we will be happy to find it for you. We offer top trade values and great deals. Come in and see why a Dobson deal is a better deal. And you can check us out on our website at BillDobsonFord.com.
Because a Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson.
And back for the Heath Howington Coaches Show, live at Table 4 at Red Bones. Coach, or even the state finals on Saturday, but not to make your living situation a target right now. Usually you've got tag-alongs in here, you've got kids. Let's just say your wife's an amateur on vacation planning at Bar Eve right now. She's going to get better. Talk about your family. Talk about what they're doing and while you're sitting here in Montgomery, Indiana.
Well, Megan, Trey, and Ty are in the Bahamas on a Disney cruise, and Turner is with my sister-in-law in Carmel. So I have the house all to myself getting prepared for a big game on Saturday.
You sent myself and Brian Emmons a text message, I think it was two nights ago. Not going to say out of the blue. We fire back and forth a lot, but it was so funny at the time, but it was a picture of you out here living your best life. Tell everybody what was in that picture and what you had done and what you had splurged for dinner and for dessert that night.
Stopped by the Dollar General, got me a couple frozen pizzas, some Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I've been watching film on Triton with Last Dance in the background on Netflix, Chicago Bulls. So feels like I'm back in college.
And you mentioned on the phone the other night that I said, listen, we're going to the state finals. You can't just settle for Totino's or Jack's. Let's go Tombstone or even higher. But you were very quick to point out, I am not too good for a Jack's Pizza. As a matter of fact, I'm all about it.
I love Jack's Pizza. Don't tell my wife I upgraded to the Tombstone. But after having the Tombstone, I think I go right back to Jack's. No offense, good pizza. It's hard to screw up a frozen pizza. But, yeah. That's
something with the crust.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been living the bachelor life.
So, family gets back, obviously, in time for the state finals. When do they all return?
They fly into Indianapolis on Friday, so we'll see them and looking forward to them. I miss them, but with everything that's going on this week and all the behind-the-scenes work that we have to do, it's probably been a blessing.
Yeah, you've had a lot of other reasons to occupy your time this week, no doubt about it, and obviously that starts and stops with the Triton Trojans. They're 25-3, Coach. The North this year, the South, it seemed like the best four teams in the South ended up in the semi-state. You look at the Sagarin ratings or John Harrell or Max Preps or whatever website you look at. The North, it was the Wild West up there this year. And Triton, I think, I'm not going to say the best or most talented team has ended up in the state finals, and they might be. But I think the best program and the best coach are in the state finals on Saturday.
Yeah, 100%. Just have really enjoyed preparing for them. I'm a basketball junkie, so on the offensive end, they run so much good stuff. And they get you moving in certain directions and hit you with a lob or a back cut. Stuff that we've been watching, and we're like, man, did you see that play they ran in third quarter at 3 minutes? It's impressive. So they're really going to test our defense. And stuff that I'll probably be stealing in this off season. And then defensively, they're one of the top teams in the state. I think they're giving up 39 points a game. And I think they're fourth in the state. We're ninth in the state right now. So could be a low-scoring defensive battle.
As far as the stuff that they run, let's get into Coach Jason Groves for a second. I just have respect for people who just – he's been at this place for a long time. And you know they have a real program when, maybe it's not every year, but it just seems like every 2 years, 3 years, they're a factor. They're in the conversation all the time. He's a state championship winning coach. Talk about what you see with him, not just with, hey, they run good stuff, but he's obviously a program builder.
Yeah, he's a winner. And what he's done with that program over the years is something that we hope we can continue to build here at Bar Reeve. But year in, year out, they win, and they do it the right way. I got to meet him on Monday at the meeting up there in Indianapolis at Gainbridge and look forward to connecting with him and hopefully develop a relationship that we can just learn more from each other and send plays throughout the season and hopefully reunite more.
Yeah, and you know the IHSAA, they cannot be unhappy about that game. You've got two public schools. Fans that travel. We're going to have a great crowd on Saturday morning, too.
Yeah, looking at all these films and seeing their student sections and their school support, they're going to bring the whole town, and you know what, we'll bring it here at Bar Reeve. So should be two communities rooting on their teams and an incredible atmosphere.
Talk about the rest of the week, Coach. tomorrow's just Thursday. It seems like this week's been like 9 days long already, but you know, we're already to Thursday. You guys got practice at Gainbridge tomorrow. You've got a banquet. You want to come back home. Give us the rundown, the lay of the land for the rest of the week.
So we'll go home tonight, get some rest, and wake up bright and early. Bus leaves at 6:45 a.m. to go up to Gainbridge Field House. We'll get a practice from 9:15 to 10:10. You get 55 minutes on the court. We were the fifth pick, so we didn't get maybe the time slot we wanted, but still it's going to work out really well. We'll go up there, get an early practice, which is pretty close to the game time that we'll play at. Our guys will get to rest up for about an hour, and then we'll go straight into the Kiwanis Luncheon and Banquet from 11:30 to 1. Then we'll get back on the road and give our guys the night to just relax and pack up. We'll practice at 10:30, same time as our game time on Friday, and bus will leave for a send-off at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, and then obviously we'll see what happens after that. But, Coach, you're coming back, and Thursday there's been teams in the past. You just go ahead and stay. You've just elected to say, you know what, we want to be in our beds. We want to be on our court. We want to keep things as normal as possible. Did you talk to anybody about doing that? Is that something you consulted, you know, Coach Hughes? Did you talk to Coach Holmes about that, Coach Adams at Wrights? Or is that just something that you got a good feel for your team and you decided this is the best for us?
Yeah, we just have a feel for it. Just talked about it as a staff, but staying up there two nights in a row, I just think that's a lot on kids. And there's so much value sleeping in your own bed. So we wanted to come back, especially since we had a lot of time Thursday night. We want to practice in our own gym and have that send-off on Friday. But, man, I think our kids are excited. And I know our coaches are. We're like kids in the candy store.
You are certainly – I mean, I don't think it's slanderous at all to say you're a basketball nerd. I mean, you love this stuff. This is what you've worked your whole life to get to. What just this week, how has it been? I mean, just we're in the state finals. It's all you have to do is work, watch film, practice. I mean, this has got to be a real dream come true for you.
Yeah, it's a dream come true for a basketball junkie. Kyle
Soakland. We'll go with junkie instead of nerd.
Yeah,
how about that?
Hey, you can call me whatever you want. I'm pretty numb to anything at this point. But no, Kyle Soakland came up yesterday and from the Courier and Press, good friend of mine. We got really close down there in Evansville. And he said, hey, I'm going to write a story about you. And he said, you're not going to like this because you don't like when people talk about you, but you don't have a choice. I'm doing it anyway. And so he started getting some things about the journey and what it takes to get to this point. 42 years of being obsessed with this game. And you can go in my coach's office and there's worn out basketballs hanging up there. I went and showed Kyle. But it started in the driveway. My best friend was at the game, Kyle Atterbury, and he gave me a big hug after the semi-state championship. He said it all started in the driveway. And without those basketballs that we wore out together, without that love for the game, we're not here. But we are here, and we're going to make the most of it. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, any closing thoughts from you tonight? I know it's dream come true. I can't say it enough. This is just, it's been a surreal season. I mean, it really has. I don't have anything else to say. The wildest advocate for you or the Vikings would have never said, hey, we're going to be 27-1, and here we are.
When you give competitors a challenge, they rise to a new level, and that's what everybody has done within this organization this year from top to bottom. They've accepted the challenge. They've stepped up. They've stayed in their lane throughout the season, and they continue to improve. And I thought Saturday was our best day of basketball all season. So we're hoping that we found a new gear. We stay in that gear, and we keep playing our best. But we're not in this position without our coaches, our players, our student assistants, our families, our community support. It's just been a blast, and we're not ready for it to be over with. But unfortunately, we only have two more practices. We told our guys today, good or bad, this is it. We have three more practices. So we just closed the door on one. We have two more. And we get to do one of those at Gainbridge Field House tomorrow.
There's something to be said, Coach, about knowing when and where your last game is down to the second. You guys are one of eight teams in the state that's earned that. And, Coach, I think I speak for Viking Nation on this one. Best of luck. It's been a blast this year. And let's go find out on Saturday.
Yeah, we appreciate all you do. Thanks for all the help with the radio. It seems, man, it seemed like it was a long time ago when we started this first one. But at the same time, it's flown by, and time flies when you're having fun. And being able to do what we love to do in a town like this, it sure does fly. So appreciate everything. We couldn't do it without you.
God bless and go Vikings.
God bless and go Vikings. Let's go find out.
All right. That's Bari basketball coach Heath Allington. We're going to take a timeout. And when we come back, Brian Emmons, he'll join me. We'll talk about all the festivities that lead up for Saturday and some events that Viking Nation may want to know about, but the Vikes getting ready to play for the state finals. We'll be back to Red Bones table number four after this timeout.
Bobcat of Davies County has what you need, from mowers to compact tractors and equipment. Located 1 mile east off I-69 on Highway 50 in Washington. Talk to the sales team about cash rebates and finance options. Bobcat of Davies County offers equipment rental for low cost to get your job done. Check us out at bobcatofdaviescounty.com or call 812-254-7070. Bobcat of Davies County. That's one tough animal.
Before game day starts at Zach's Creamery and Coffee. Before Barry tips off of the state championship, fuel up with a hot coffee, smoothie, or breakfast sandwich. After the game, celebrate with award-winning homemade ice cream and your favorite sweet treat. Quick stop, no problem. Just hit the drive-thru in Montgomery or Jasper. Zach's Creamery and Coffee is proud to fuel Viking country. Sail on big ship, and we'll see you at Zach's.
Hans Termite and Pest Control in Washington wants to wish the best of luck to Coach Heath Allington and the Barre Vikings this weekend in the state finals. Call us today at 812-254-5208. Hans Termite and Pest Control has been the trusted area leader since 1984, and let our team work together for you, just like the Barre Vikings. Sail on, Viking Nation, from the 6th grade Viking basketball team and all of us at Hans Termite and Pest Control.
It's tip-off time. Just like that, deals are on the board at Daily Design and Furniture Gallery in downtown Washington during their big annual spring sale. Make your move and score huge savings on in-stock Lazy Boy recliners. It's a slam dunk on new sofas, sectionals, and love seats with sale tags everywhere. And when you score, free delivery brings it home. Don't sit on the sidelines. The clock's ticking and this sale ends March 31st. Daily Design and Furniture Gallery in downtown Washington, wishing the Barre Vikings the best of luck at state.
This is Chief Deputy Steve Sturgis, your Republican candidate for Davies County Sheriff. I am proud to stand behind the Barre Vikings as they battle it out in the state tournament. Championship teams are built on discipline, leadership, and commitment. The same values I will bring to protecting and serving the people of Davies County every single day. Join me in cheering on these outstanding young athletes. Good luck, Vikings. We're proud of you, and we're behind you all the way. Paid for by the committee to elect Steve Sturgis for sheriff.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graver Post on the Odenkettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odenkettleberg Road next to Graver Post.
Looking for great food and a great time? Come on down to Red Bones Bar and Grill. From mouth-watering appetizers and stacked sandwiches to fresh salads, famous pizza, and juicy, delicious steaks, Red Bones serves up something for everyone. And a lively atmosphere, friendly faces, and nonstop good vibes, and you've got your new favorite hangout. Red Bones Bar and Grill. Great food, great atmosphere, always a great time. Red Bones, let the good times roll.
And back at table number four, Red Bones, Wednesday night. The good times are always rolling down here. It's a Heath Allington coach's show. And Brino, it's coach always talked about when's your last practice, when's your last game. We know when our last practice, we know when our last game is. And buddy, we've maxed out coaches shows this year too.
Man, what a special treat to know exactly when your last thing of the season is, and there's only 8 teams in the state that know that, and that's a pretty cool thing.
It's so special. But you know, Brian, real quick here before we get to some details and some housekeeping on everything. You know, you and I, we've been involved in sports, played, coached, done a lot of things. Where does this season rank? And you've been a little more worldly than me. You've lived in some different spots and communities. Grew up in a different place. Where does this rank as far as a season for you?
I it's not even close to being number one. And I think probably if there is a number two, it would be the year my brother's senior year when they went to the equivalent in Illinois of our semi-state. That would probably be second, but this is pretty cool. And I kind of took an informal poll talking to people after the semi-state game the other night when we were here at the Alumni Center, and is this sweeter because it was so out of nowhere?
Out of nowhere.
Really was. I mean, we knew we had a good team. We knew we had a really good young team, but you don't expect a team with an average age that we have to do the things that this team has done. And every Bar Eve team that I've known, obviously not near as much as you, you sort of kind of knew this was a possibility, you know, and this season has just exploded.
Exploded is right. And you know, the best seasons are the ones you never see coming. Coach Allington's over there making some type of TikTok or something with your
daughter,
right?
I think
it's an interview. Okay.
Well, I think Hallie and Dylan, two second grade basketball players, by the way, they've done a few interviews throughout the building here tonight, and I think they're going to try to put them together and see if you can use them on Bar Eve Media. That's the plan.
I think that's certainly a possibility. Yeah, coach says, hey, we got two stars in the making right there. Well, a little housekeeping here, Brino.
Yep.
First of all, Friday, little community send-off, 2 o'clock. Coach gave us the timeline, the rundown of what's going on the next couple of days. The guys practice at Gainbridge Fieldhouse tomorrow. They've got the Kiwanis luncheon after that.
Yeah.
And then community send-off is going to be 2 o'clock from the Bar Eve parking lot.
Yeah, make sure you come up for that. That'll be really awesome. I guess the only thing that they are going to miss out is, I think, one of the cool traditions with Bar Eve being all in one building is being able to walk through the hallways and slap high fives with all the kids. That's always a cool thing. But, yeah, no, come out to the send-off. It's always just a neat moment, no matter what team's doing it.
And then, obviously, on Saturday, we've got a big broadcast lineup on Shake Broadcasting.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
I mean, we got 2.5 hours of Bar Eve basketball stuff.
Well, it started
before we even get to the game.
Started tonight, you know, with the coaches show, and then tomorrow on the B3 podcast that we'll talk about that and many other things. I know Todd wants to talk about donuts tonight, so we're going to break down the donut. But we'll talk about the Bar Eve game tonight, so you can get that podcast on Thursday morning wherever you get your podcast, and then Friday, we're talking about doing kind of an impromptu podcast at the team hotel, and we'll talk to probably some dads and whoever else is available, and just get some, because everybody's going to have a lot of nervous energy. But then you're right, Saturday morning, Shake Broadcasting is the place to be, and then it's going to be on Fair Shake, starts it off at 8:05, and a little different schedule for that. It's 8:05 on all the Shake Broadcasting channels simultaneously, and we've got something, Deco, we did tonight that I can't wait for everybody to hear.
It's going to be a blast, and we had a great time with the Bar Eve moms. That's just all we're going to say.
Viking,
and by the way,
Viking Mom Roundtable.
It's been over for an hour, and guess what the moms are doing? They're all still here. Some of them are leaving right now, so I think they enjoyed it too. But certainly a lot of fun going around Viking Nation. And stay tuned for that. But got Fair Shake, 8:05. Got the Bar Eve State Finals preview at 9:05. Fans in the stands, 9:35.
Pre-game show.
Pre-game show, 10:05. And then the tip-off at 10:35. Do we get paid extra on Saturday?
Well, we're going to see. But we're going to find out. We'll find out a week from Monday, actually. Good stuff. And fair shake. I got the round table. I've got a little retrospective. And then you've got some – I talked to the boss today, and he said Deco absolutely knocked it out of the park with the Road to Indy stuff. And so hopefully whether you're driving – to Indy, or whether you're in a hotel, we'll keep you entertained and give you something to listen to while you're getting ready for that basketball game.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take our final timeout, and when we come back, we'll close it out here, table number four. It's been a great just multi-month long run of Heath Allington coaches shows, and this will be the last one. And you're right, Byler. It is kind of sad because, tell you what, these are a lot of fun to do when everybody's feeling good, and this has been a great feel-good season for Bar Eve and Viking Nation. And, hey, it's a little bittersweet, but at least we know what's going on Saturday. So we'll be back to close it out from Table Fort Redbones after this final timeout.
Sharp Trailers in Elnora is stocked with a wide range of products coming in nearly every day. The lot is filling up, the parts showroom is full, and the shop is hustling. If you need a new trailer, parts, or service on your trailer, now's the time to call at 812-692-5288. Sharp Trailers has livestock, dump, utility, tilt, flatbed, and tons of cargo trailers in stock. Visit sharptrailers.com for more information.
At Susan Ramsey Fitness and Barnum CrossFit, we offer a variety of classes at affordable prices. We are a supportive community for all fitness levels. And today, we're proud to support the Bar Eve boys basketball team as they head to the state championship this Saturday. Your hard work and dedication have paid off. If you are ready to get started on your fitness journey, go to SusanRamseyFitness.com for more information. God bless and go Vikings!
Don't trust out-of-town storm chasers who knock on your door with repairing something as important as your roof. Trust Joe Robinson and Buncombe Valley Roofing. Joe is a lifelong Davies County resident and supporter of all Bar Reeve Viking athletics. For repairs or replacement done right by a trusted name, call Joe at 812-787-1459. From Joe Robinson and Buncombe Valley Roofing, good luck to the Bar Reeve Vikings.
Bill Dobson Ford is your locally owned family dealership with a wide variety of cars, SUVs, and trucks. We don't just carry Ford. When it comes to used, we carry a little bit of everything. And if you don't see it, we will be happy to find it for you. We offer top trade values and great deals. Come in and see why a Dobson deal is a better deal. And you can check us out on our website at BillDobsonFord.com.
Because a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Vikings are headed to state, and all of us at Kingdom Air, Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical could not be more proud. In between tuning up air conditioners, fixing plumbing leaks, and keeping homes comfortable across Davies County, we've been watching this team put in the work all season long. To the coaches, fans, and especially the players, good luck this weekend. The Kingdom Air team is cheering you on every step of the way. Go Vikings!
Good luck to the Bar Eve Vikings from your friends, the Montgomery Ruritan Club. Now celebrating 60 years, the Ruritan Club has given back over the years to a variety of schools, local charities, and other nonprofit groups. The Montgomery Ruritan Club is proud to bring you the Turkey Trot Festival at the Ruritan Grounds in September and shooting matches in January. From one great team to another, sail on mighty Vikings from all your friends at the Montgomery Ruritan Club, proud sponsors of Viking Athletics.
Jake's Lawn Care has been providing quality lawn care and landscape maintenance for commercial or residential properties in Davies and surrounding counties since 2008. Visit jakeslawncareinc.com for testimonials and to request a quote for your lawn care this season. Call 812-698-7584 for professional lawn service and expert care in Washington and the surrounding communities. Fully insured for top-notch service you can count on to keep up with the Joneses. Jake's Lawn Care in Washington, 812-698-7584.
And back to finish out the Coach Heath Allington show. Usually, Rhino, we're about a half an hour in length tonight. First of all,
why wouldn't you be?
Big thanks to all of our sponsors all year long for hopping on Bari Sports. And, you know, it's one thing to be on a state finals broadcast, but You know, we've had so many people, whether they bounce on, bounce off, they're with us all year long. You know, it starts back in the fall, that first volleyball game in August. And, you know, last year we were playing baseball in June. So it's a 10-month broadcasting schedule.
Well, first of all, I appreciate you letting me be a part of the broadcast team. But not only that, nobody told me that we don't do regular seasons around here. Like, we just keep going, you know, like you say, into the summer for baseball. We're now wearing shorts to basketball games. It's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have, but certainly can't thank everybody enough for jumping on and just, you know,
just great support.
Supporting the kids and all the different programs. And you know, you hear all of these businesses. You know, when you're making decisions about where to spend your dollars, please factor that into the
Absolutely.
Equation.
Absolutely. And I think that we try our best to make sure you get a good value for your dollar, and we try to thank them all. But I say it every week on Fair Shake for the sponsors that are on there, and I mean it. When you go into those businesses you hear about on these broadcasts, let them know you appreciate it, that you heard it, and you thank them, because it's what makes this all go.
So, final rundown, just as we talked about, the Vikes will practice tomorrow. We got the luncheon. Community send off. That's going to be at 10 or at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, yep.
On Friday, and then all sorts of stuff on Saturday morning. Fair Shake starts at 8:05. You got the preview show starting at 9:05. Fans in the stands 9:35. Pre-game show at 10:05, and then the state championship game at 10:35. So other than 2.5 hours of pre-game basketball, I mean, can't get any better than that.
And don't forget, 8:05 on Fair Shake. It's the Viking Mom Roundtable, and we had a great time recording that.
Yeah, certainly a lot of fun tonight. So, Brino, hey, we'll catch you tonight.
Let's go do it one more time. What do you say?
Let's go find out.
All right, buddy.
All right. This is the Heath Allington Coaches Show.
You've been listening to Inside Viking Basketball with Coach Heath Allington. Inside Viking Basketball is proudly presented in part by Bill Dobson Ford, Bobcat of Davies County, by Buncombe Valley Roofing, Daily Design and Furniture Gallery, Hands Pest Control, by Jake's Lawn Care, JJ's Concrete, by Kingdom Air, Montgomery Roofing Club, Red Bones, by Sharp Trailers, by Steve Sturgis for Davies County Sheriff, Susan Ramsey Fitness, and by Zach's Creamery. Join us this Saturday for live coverage of the Barrie Vikings in the 2026 Class A State Championship from Cambridge Fieldhouse. Barrie Vikings take on Triton Trojans. Our coverage starts at 9:05 Saturday with our Road to Indy special with Mike DeCourcy. Countdown to tip-off and fans in the stands at 9:35, and live game coverage at 10:35 a.m. on your Voice of the Vikings, the General 95.9, 101.3, AM 1580, and Memories 107.9 online at WAMWAMFM.com. Inside Viking Basketball is a presentation of Shake Broadcasting, copyright 2026, Shake Broadcasting, LLC.